Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday, April Fool's Day, Gulf Coast Surf Report. So I'm seeing nothing but Peruvian overhead rollers coming in. We have overhead conditions with just enough offshore winds to make some beautiful hollow waves out there. And best part is, I don't see anyone else even out there. Looks like a completely clear lineup. But it looks like these conditions are only going to hang out for the next 32 and a half seconds. After that, Gulfsters, you're looking small to flat. And up on the panhandle, I'm seeing shin to knee-high wind swell with onshore winds making for choppy little conditions. Now tomorrow on Tuesday, Gulfsters, you're staying small to flat. Panhandle, you've got these brisk onshore winds kicking up a little choppy thigh-high wind swell. Now looking ahead a little bit, Gulfsters, winds are going to turn onshore for Wednesday, building into the low 20s. That's going to push up some thigh to maybe some lucky waist-high wind swell. Looks like it's going to be the chunky stuff though, so just be aware of that. Looks like on Thursday, we're going to build a little bit of a period in there, about 6 seconds, have a little bit of meat on the waves, but the onshore winds are still going to be in the 20 mile per hour zone, keeping things a little chunky. Looks like on Friday, things are going to drop off a little bit as the winds turn more northwest. Now we have a midday lull, so keep an eye out. There might be a couple small rideable leftovers in there. It's not going to be much, but it might be something for a longboard, you know, a couple little rides in there. After that, looks like conditions are going to drop off for the weekend down to the flat zone. Now up on the panhandle, winds are going to shift to the northwest on Wednesday, and we might have a few cleaner leftovers Wednesday morning, but the winds are going to start to quell that out pretty quick, so don't expect too much. After that, Thursday and Friday should have clean, but again, small conditions. So anyway, I'll be back on Wednesday to let you guys know if any of that's going to change up. I hope you were able to get on that 32-second long swell we had this morning. Doesn't look like we're going to have something like that coming again for a long time. Probably, you know, like around this time next year, I would think. But anyway, I'll see you guys on Wednesday, and thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.